All right.
Well, welcome to another episode of the Edible Valley Podcast. I'm Chef Jonathan Fraser, and I'm here once again, as always, with
Darren Howlett. And tonight we're sitting down with Lane and Brenda from 40 Knots Winery. Let's just get right into it. What can you tell us about your winery? How long has it been here? What are you doing with, what are you providing? What are you making?
I'm the janitor, so Brenda gets to tell you everything.
Perfect. Get in there.
Okay. Lane and I bought the winery in July of 2014, so we've just been there for a few months now.
Right.
And we bought it from a tugboat captain who had first developed the property. It's very much glacier till soil. Oh. So buying it as a hobby farm, nothing much was growing there. So he spoke to a few people and decided to try his hand at grapes.
Oh, wow.
And he brought in rootstock from northern regions of France. So we have seven different varieties, and they're growing extremely well in our climate.
Oh, wow. That's perfect.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah.
So what kind of varieties of wine are you bringing? Or grapes?
We
Let's start with the grapes first.
For the grapes, yeah. We have Pinot Gris, Pinot Noir, Gamay Noir, Zigaribe, Auxois, and
Schomburger.
And, of course, Chardonnay. So we have a master winemaker. He's the chief winemaker for Okanagan Crush Pad, Matt Dumain.
Okay.
And he has 29 vintages under his belt, originally from New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
And spent some vintages also in Washington and Oregon. And he now makes wine for us, Perseus and Haywire, and we're quite thrilled to have him. So farming everything traditionally, we're also making all of our wines very French traditional methods too, which is really, I think, highlighted in our Spindrift Brutes.
Right, right.
We have a Spindrift Soleil Rosé and a Spindrift Brut. Everything is made by hand, right from hand harvesting the grapes to hand riddling.
Oh, wow.
Now, this is all easy for Brenda to say because she just tells us what to do. she hasn't partaken in the bottling by hand. She hasn't helped me with the riddling yet. I haven't even run a capper.
On the riddling. I was there with a stopwatch. Ladies and gentlemen, he can do 1,200 bottles in 6 minutes and 4 seconds.
That's impressive.
Yes. I guess I'm fast at some things.
And so how did you come into it? You said having recently purchased, what were you doing beforehand? Were you in wine beforehand? Were you in farming? Were you in?
I was in wine at the end of a very stressful day. But other than that, I was in business management. My husband's original background was agriculture, but he was also in management and looked after a few different areas.
Saskatchewan Flatlanders, where I grew up. Grew up farming in Saskatchewan, the family farm. Worked my way into other jobs to support my habits, which were flying and farming.
Nice.
They all needed extra money to survive.
Right.
Eventually ended up in northern British Columbia, working as a manager up there. And I'd been up there for 17 years. Brenda's originally from northern British Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
And we wanted to change. We just wanted to work for ourselves, and we really wanted to be back in agriculture. I've always loved the art of wine, starting with the bottles, the labels. And then the metamorphosis that takes place of, you know, changing something to something else.
Right.
And that's Brenda's phone, if everyone can hear that.
It's not the first time, don't worry.
So, and what made you migrate specifically down to the valley?
For me, coming from Saskatchewan, we had a tree. I think it was in Regina. So once we moved north and I saw, the beauty of northern British Columbia, the trees and the rivers, and then began getting attached to the island with the lack of, and I'm not poking fun at the lack of snow this year, but a much more favorable weather, being by the ocean. The people on the island are fantastic. The whole ecosystem that's here, and everyone seems to be very conscious of what they eat and what they put in their body, which is part of what's important of how we do our job at the winery.
Right. Well, fantastic. So it's sort of meant to be.
Also found with this area, business-wise, it's a really smart area to do business because of all the like-minded people.
Right.
And everybody works together so well. They recommend each other. They help each other. They mentor each
other. It's true. Absolutely. I spent years in Vancouver, too, and it's cutthroat. And then here, it's such a community. Like, people just, they get behind each other. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's watching it all grow, and everyone's excited. Like for me, when someone's got the passion to do something, you know, I just want to encourage it, and I want to learn from it and see where they go with it. So
yeah, oh, it's really cool synergy here. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. So what kinds of, being that this is, I guess this is your first full year here, or doing the winery, what do you have? Do you have pipe dreams or short range plans, or do you have some things coming? Like, yeah. Yeah, what kind of things do you have coming forward without giving away anything that might be secretive?
Brenda's nodding, so I'll let her go first.
First, our target market is to sell as close to home as possible.
Right.
It makes money sense for us, and it is where people really appreciate good local products.
Right.
We want to reach a goal of having all of our wines score over 90 and over, and right. Currently we have 4 wines out of our 10 wine fleet, and the other ones are very close behind. And we're most excited about releasing a varietal this year that we've never released on its own. It's our Zigaribe, so we'll be calling it Ziggy.
Oh, nice.
After our guardian of our vineyard, which is Whippet. She's 6 months old now.
Oh, yeah.
And we're also moving into becoming, perhaps Lane can talk more about this, if biodiversified type of farming.
Biodiversified? What's that?
Well, we're going to have animals rule the vineyard.
Right. The farming growing up where we did, we farmed old fashioned. That's the way I was taught. That's the way I was brought up. We didn't use fertilizers from oil based. We didn't use herbicides. We didn't use pesticides. It makes a huge impact in your vines. Right. The more natural that you grow them. I mean, vines grow wild. I mean, that's where they started their life. Vines in the wild can live, you know, 100, 200, 300 years,
right.
When they're not invaded with petroleum-based products. Right. So, I mean, the organic, organic is fantastic. God bless it. There's a lot of concerns right now around organics and all the rules. There's a great program with, Growing It Forward BC is a big supporter of people heading the way of biodiversified, sustainable farming.
Right.
So our goal is to head that way, is to be biodiversified, to use the land for what it's made for and return back to it.
Right.
Clean growing, and you will get better grapes. Yeah, there's definitely the issue. You may not get as high a tonnage.
Right.
Sometimes off your crops, but your quality is going to be just superior.
Wow.
In comparison. So that's definitely the big goal in the farming side.
Right.
Venue wise, area wise, wine wise, you know what? Make awesome wine.
Yeah.
that's the goal. Have fun with the community, have fun with the people, enjoy the people when they come to see our place.
Wow. And so people can come to see the place.
We have an absolute open door policy.
Oh, wow.
We're very excited about the facility that we have and the vineyard and the people that work for us.
Right.
So just phone and come on in and we'll show you around. We might even put you to work.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to actually get in there and have a little tour with the Chefs Association.
Right.
Which was wonderful. And we had a little wine cheese pairing thing going on, and it was wonderful just to actually be able to taste some of the wines with some of the cheeses and just see the difference in flavors you would get out of those wines with the difference in cheeses. So, and it was actually beautiful. I love what you guys are doing to the place and definitely what your passion behind. Like, I love the chat you took us around and showed us everything in the back there. It was a lot of fun. And
actually, Brenda blames that on me kissing the Blarney Stone a couple of years ago. I never shut up.
That's great.
Yeah, no, I was aware that you had events there. I've heard lots of little people or little things come up with this, that, or I was at 40 Knots for this, or I was at 40 Knots for that. But I didn't realize that it was open to the public at large, too.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we are increasing our hours. We found people keep coming to the door, so why not have it opened all the time?
Wow.
So starting on April 21st, we'll be open 6 days a week.
Oh, wow. And what time, just for
11:30 to 5:30.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's great.
Ish.
Yeah, ish.
Ish. We never make anybody leave quickly. Sometimes we're there around 6 and 7 o'clock.
Wow.
Well, it's definitely more the old world ideals. I mean, we don't want people to rush in and rush out and have tastings and leave. Right. We want them to enjoy the property, enjoy the area and the ambiance that we've tried to build around it. It's just more fun that way.
Right. Wow.
So no rush.
That sounds fantastic. I'm going to have to stop by.
And you guys done a bunch of renos there as well, too.
Yeah, we changed a lot of things up. We want to put our own little feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Dodd, local carpenter, he took on the job and helped us change a few things. We stuck with as much local product as possible. So we got a lot of Doug fir that went in,
right,
from beams to flooring to amazing wine rack that Scott built, an amazing finishing carpenter, and changed a bunch of the cupboards out.
Right.
Opened up windows, custom windows, right into the aging room, into the barrel room, so you can look into the oak. You can see the cellar and see me thieving a sample every once in a while out of a barrel for purely testing reasons.
Of course, right.
Well, that sounds fantastic. And what else can we tell about everybody? How can they find out about you more? Like, I'm sure you have a website.
We do. Yeah. We're at 40knotswinery.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook. We do newsletters. We have a wine club. We also are going to be hosting music events beginning May 20th.
Interesting.
And we're going to have one or two a month on Wednesdays. So we'll be bringing in local talent and local food, and it'll be outside in our vineyard terrace.
Wow.
And we also try to get out to the community as much as we can by being involved in different organizations and different charities and different wine festivals. So
fantastic.
Today we're at Edible Canada that Rich Massey put on in Vancouver on Granville Island. And
right on.
We have a couple different events this week in Comox.
Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
And we'll be here downtown Cumberland.
Yes. For the Cumberland Motorcycle Rally.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We will be the first winery. We were invited to come to the rally here in Cumberland, which will be a ton of fun. It's an amazing town.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, thanks for sitting in with us today. And you can reach us at
ediblevalley.com or check out our website, ediblevalley.com, or get us by email at ediblevalley@gmail.com.
Great. And absolutely check out 40 Knots Winery for more. To get involved in any of these events or find out more about the events at 40knots.com, or as Brenda said, Twitter and Facebook as well.
And 40knotswinery.com.
40knotswinery.com. My apologies. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right.